another episode of the Libby DeLucian podcast, date morning edition or morning date edition. And it's been a while since we've been live, and man, have we been doing a lot of things. So we just thought it'd be great timing to come back and kind of share with you what we've been up to.
We've been traveling. I think for the few weeks we've been settled up into Oklahoma. So we just got back here recently.
Yeah. So the last time we went live, a lot of things have happened, and it's been some exciting times, exciting information. And so Date Mornings is just us bringing our unfiltered world to you. That's all it is. It's our unfiltered world. And if you have questions on like some of the things that we struggle with in business or marriage or with our kids, or, you know, how do we manage our diet and our time? So Morning Date Edition is about life. It's not necessarily about business. It's how we integrate our life into our business when it comes to like married couple working together.
Yeah.
And so there's no question off the table. We can just kind of tell you what we've been up to, what we have coming up, what we're doing. I'm home for the first time since being like gone for, I think, 3 weeks of travel.
Yeah.
I left and I had to go manage some projects in our building in Oklahoma to get ready for the first ever execution lab, where we focus on operations. And that was where we brought 50 business owners in and we taught them how to use AI to build their business. And we focused on ops. So we focused on a lot of systems and operations. We sold out. It was phenomenal. And I will say managing like a construction project and managing our very first event was not an easy feat to do all at the same time.
Yeah.
And launching a, not launching the software was already up, but launching new features in the software for the event was not easy to do all at the same time. So that's what we just finished. It was absolutely amazing. We finished on ops. And our next event is in June on customers, and it's in PA. So if you want to learn how to use AI to build your systems, to scale your marketing, sales, and customer success, it'll be great. And this is not specific to any industry. It's specific to systems, right, and processes. Building them using AI, which is super fun, and it's an amazing time. But speaking of Yaya, why don't you tell them about how we, one of the great things about running your own event.
Yeah. Well, with Yaya at the event? Yeah.
Kids.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So it was super exciting at the event. You can probably hear her in the background with her whistle. My goodness. But this is perfect into kids and entrepreneurship, owning a business. So at the event, we had Yaya there. And actually, what was great is that we actually had a few other business owners who attended brought their kids as well. And so what I thought was really cool, what was really great was, you know, we held, it was a capacity, we had it capped at 50 people for the event. We had a filled room, which was amazing. But we also introduced or allowed some people to bring their kids, and ended up being a great experience for, I think, for Yaya. She got to meet some new friends, but also to lean into including your kids in that experience of not being so sheltered with business, with events, of saying you can't have anybody else, you have to be here, business professional, dressed up to the nine, leave your kids at the babysitter or figure something out. No, this was a lot more, let's just say, realistic with kids. So we had a few kids there at the event along with Yaya. And yeah, that was a separate room and they were kind of hanging out and playing, and every once in a while they would pop into the room.
It wasn't like, oh no, don't go in there.
No, it wasn't, you know, it's like, I think I saw back when we were coming through the COVID world and stuff, and a lot of the news reporters were at home.
Oh, yeah.
You see some that were like shutting the door in the face of their kids or trying to like hide them in the background.
Or shamed if your kids showed up in the background.
Yeah. No, but for this event, it was really cool, really exciting. And I think clued into what to expect here in the future. But the kids got to be involved in the experience of the event itself and to kind of at least be exposed to, you know, what are my parents working on? What are my parents actually doing? And so it wasn't this behind closed door type of thing. I know even one of the people at the event brought their son, who actually sat in as an attendee.
Yep. His birthday was yesterday. He turned 15.
Ah, sweet.
Yep. Yep. So I thought that was great. And then another attendee brought their niece because she's helping to raise her niece. And so I think it's really important and interesting to how do we include our family and our kids? When you're a business owner, there is no separation between business and life. It's not like business lives over here and life lives over here. There is no such thing. Mm-hmm. And we have to figure out how do we commingle those together so that they work well and that not one is a pain in your ass while the other one, you know, you're feeling like is fine or you're frustrated with one and the other. And I know as a mom, for me, if I wanted to go to a business event, if my husband had a career or he was traveling, because you were, it wasn't easy for me to go to a business event. And so that's why we kind of encouraged, sure, bring your son, like, sure, bring your kids. Because if you want to go and learn and you want to grow yourself, it's not always easy if you have children in the mix.
Yeah.
Right. I always say kids make everything difficult.
Yeah.
It's a joke, but it's not a joke. It's true. If you have kids, you know that. And so in our June event, we're going to allow kids to come. Mm-hmm. We just want you to let us know if they're coming so that we can prepare. There's a museum next door, like a block away. We can have activities. Our goal is to have Leia for Kids
yes.
rolled out, not probably by June, but we want to create a Leia for Kids so that the kids can work on creating their own business.
Yes.
While we're working on our business. So where this idea came from is our middle son, Austin, used to go to a PBL school. If you know what PBL is, it's a project-based learning school where there are no set subjects. Everything is a project and they learn all of their core fundamental subjects through the project, English, math, history, through the build of a project. And so my goal is to create a Leia for Kids so that they can work on a business idea or project. And it's super cool. I have all of the stuff, how PBL works. Cause like I said, Austin went to school there and my goal is to build it in for kids so that it's a bumper. It's an AI that kids can play with and use, but it's for a reason and it's to build a project.
Yeah. It's really what it ends up being is that it's a sandbox for kids, that it speaks their language. There's elements of business, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it needs to speak to them in where they're at right now. It's not going to be purely SOPs and
oh, no.
whatever. But it's going to speak their language in a way that they're going to love and lean into the idea of being creative and mm-hmm. making it their own.
Absolutely. So we're excited for that. And if you're coming to our June event, like I said, we have a space for the kids so that you can, like, while we're learning, they can have their own little space for some activities. We are a little bit limited on room, so they may not be able to sit at a table if they're a teenager, unless they buy a ticket. But they can definitely hang around, hang downstairs, hang out in the lobby. Believe me, kids with cell phones now can kill a bunch of time. They can watch a movie on their phone. And so they're there and don't feel like they're a nuisance because it's not easy to get away for a two-day event.
Yeah.
And we never thought about the kid part. And then when people started to ask us, but I got my son, I got my kids, I'm like, bring them. I'm bringing my daughter because I don't got nothing to do with her either.
And I really loved it too, because what ended up coming through this last event is we saw generations in that room. Mm-hmm. There was grandkids, there was kids. It was really cool to see and for them to also experience.
Yeah, somebody brought her daughter and her grandkids. They weren't there for the learning part, but they came for the dinner and the experience.
And we saw them mm-hmm. occasionally at the events. Again, they were kind of in the back of the room, but they were there, they got exposed to it, and they saw the other side of, things for, I guess, their parents on.
Well, like I got a message from the daughter of an attendee, an adult daughter who,
yeah.
that daughter brought her kids, was I've never seen my mom leave an event the way she left that event. And so they get to see that. And then they wonder, why does mom or grandma put so much time and effort into making themselves better?
Yeah.
To learning, to building a business. And that's the one way we have, as a family, got our kids on board was because we got our kids involved.
It's exposing them to it. Not that they have to, again, because there's getting involved and then there's doing the work and forcing them to do the work. That's two separate things. I think alongside the whole concept of One Layer Deep and even the step before it, mm-hmm. you always talk about alignment, intention, and execution. We talk about one layer deep. And for the business sense, it's align, delete, execute. But there's another step above that, which is awareness. The first step is actually getting exposed to the environment. Like you said, is introducing them to it, letting them become aware of it, to at least be in the same room. Not that they have to pay attention, but be in the same room and just be aware of what's going on. Be aware of the conversations that are happening. And I guess for the parents out there is letting them see you in your flame, in your moment. And then from there, they're going to pick up on little things when it's the right time for them. Yeah. And that's where it comes into alignment. But the first thing there is awareness. It has to be get them exposed, get them introduced into your world. And it doesn't matter the age.
No, I don't think it matters the age. We had someone there as young as 7, I think, 6 or 7. And then we had 7, 8, 9, or 10. Then we had 14.
Yeah.
Then we had my oldest son, Billy. He was 28 and he was in the room sitting with business owners, learning, eating lunch, going to lunch with them. So it's a really great feeling when you can make it a family affair, right? A family affair. That's when it's great. And it really, really kind of changes your business, your perspective, and they start to support mom in this crazy idea of owning a business.
Yeah. It's not just what is she doing now? She's busy. I'm looking here. I'm reading the...
Oh, okay.
It said, my niece has never... this is from Summer. It said, my niece has never had any exposure to things like that. She was like, that was interesting. She said she thought it would be hard and just like another class. All she is aware of is how schools teach. And so that's a great point is, you know, they say, I'm going to a business meeting. You know, you think of a business meeting as, you know, everybody in suits and just sitting there and talking about numbers and spreadsheets. But there was numbers and spreadsheets. But it's different. It's dynamic. It's, again, it's all about awareness. And what you see is all there is. It's...
Yeah. And I think, too, when you start to include your... Because on date mornings, we want to talk about the family integration, right? It's a family affair. Whether you're bringing in a spouse, that's a really popular topic right now. Like mm-hmm. working with your spouse, bringing in your children or your adult children. At any time, Austin, Billy, and Yaya have worked for one of the companies in projects or full-time or part-time. But like bringing them in so that they can understand like that there's business is simple at its core, but it's different than school. Cause I think that you're going to learn, like you said, traditional school.
Yeah.
And it's more collaborative than that. It's different. It's more exciting than your traditional learning methods.
And I think
if they're not exposed to it, then they don't know.
Right. And so what's different. And I think that's incredible. And this is the way that we position the execution labs, the live events, is that they're there to own the outcome. Now, I want to explain this again, is that for kids coming into that environment and being exposed is just like Summer said with her niece, is she was only aware of how schools taught. She was only aware what you see is all there is of what she knew. But schools don't allow you traditionally to own the outcome. Now, we see this with PBL is that that's where kids start to lean into the idea of creating something for themselves or from scratch, which never existed before in school because it was all about you have to learn it this way, you have to do it this way. But being exposed to a different type of learning, the fact that I can actually own the outcome, I can actually do something with this, I can make it my own, is completely different. And that's the message that I want to take away for parents and kids in how important it is to share your world with them.
And here's the thing. I think when we talk about this, the first thing everyone's going to say was, well, my husband doesn't want anything to do with the business. We're not saying they have to work in the business mm-mm. at all. They have to be aligned. So there needs to be alignment. They need to understand what you're doing in the business and why. Mm-hmm. More the why than what. It'd be the why than the what. They don't need to be a part of it. Just like with our kids. Right now, Yaya isn't a part of any of the businesses, but she understands the why. So she's in the background of the room watching her mom and dad teach and talk and work their asses off for like a week straight to prepare. And she's in the back of the room writing us love notes versus back in the room throwing herself on the floor, crying, throwing a tantrum. Because she understands the why, she's involved, and she knows like what we're trying to achieve. And that's the whole thing. And so a great topic on this is bringing, so we went from kids being there to having a lot of spouses, because a lot of people ask, can I bring my husband? And I said, absolutely, you can bring your husband. I would love for you to bring your husband. And they're like, but he's not involved in the business. I said, that's even more reason why you should bring your husband.
And the reverse.
Or your wife. Yeah. Right. And it's getting that alignment so they understand, oh, wow, like, you know, there are other people doing this. Like, you're not crazy. because I think sometimes they don't understand our why, and they just look at us like we're nuts, like we're crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if your marriage is having a little bit of friction, especially like if you own a business, it's missing clarity or alignment. And so my biggest suggestion for anyone who's probably having marriage issues is you need to create that alignment in your marriage first, actually with yourself first. Then you need to have that with your marriage. Like, what is your vision? What is my vision?
Yeah.
What do we both want? What does our family need from us right now? Cut the BS, cut all of the bullshit out. What does our family need from us right now? And let's do it. Like, let's execute. Then I know when I walk into my business meetings or do my business planning, I know how much I can give to my business.
Yeah.
Because I've already aligned with myself and my marriage and my family, what they need. And so I know what's left to give to the business. But typically we do it in the reverse and we give everything to the business and then ourselves, our self-care and our marriage and our kids get whatever's left over. And typically if you own a business, you know, there's nothing left over because you know, it never, ever, 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 ever ends.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. And so for those that have read One Layer Deep, we have a note in there about protecting your kingdom. And it all starts with royalty, which is it's you at the center first before anything else. But no, I do want to say, for the people who brought their spouses, both the women owners who brought their husbands and the male owners who brought their wives and their kids, I saw in them the ability to run so much faster, having their spouses there, whether they contributed or not to the outcome. The fact of it was, I think that there was another level of confidence that came from that.
Well, it's a level of confidence, but I mean, I've done this before where I've taken the kids to an event and they weren't allowed anywhere around.
Right.
And so then you feel bad or you feel guilty because they're locked in a hotel room while you're off learning for 8 hours out of the day, but they're just sitting in a hotel room. So then you feel guilty and then you miss out.
And you rush to go check back on
them. Then they can't go to the dinner, but then they can go to lunch. And so that's why we welcomed spouses and kids. They could come with us to lunch.
Yeah.
They could hang out in the back or the lobby. And guess what? Out of all the kids that were there, and there was a handful, like not a ton. I think we had 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 kids there and a lot of spouses.
Yeah.
No one caused any disruption whatsoever.
No.
And so then you don't have this overwhelming guilt when you take them with you, like, oh, I can't go eat lunch with the group because I got to go check on my wife in the hotel room. Or, oh, I can't go eat dinner with everybody else because I got my daughter over here in the hotel room who's waiting for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I didn't want, because I had been there as well and knew that it's a distraction to your learning.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told the one gentleman who wanted to bring his one daughter, and I said, bring him. I said, Yaya's going to be there. And he's like, what are you going to do with her? I was like, I don't know. I haven't even thought that far. I haven't thought that far. Just know, like, she's going to be there.
But here's the deal, though, is like, in saying that, there wasn't any hesitation with you saying yes, because at the end of the day, it doesn't give, you can't give a damn about that kind of thing. If that's important to you, it has to get done.
Like, yeah. And so I said, bring her. And he's like, well, crap, I'll bring both my daughters and my wife. I was like, sure, bring them. And my gosh, did they have a ball.
Yes.
They had, I let my daughter go with them. My mom's like, you're going to let Yaya go with him? You don't know this guy. I'm like, yes, I do. And so Yaya went with his wife and his two daughters, and they had petted cows, and they went and looked at things, and they had fun. And, but it was really just interesting. But I think it's a sense of relief. I don't feel guilty because they're, you know, they can't come to the dinner or the lunch. And I invited all of the people to come to the experience as well.
Yeah.
So that their kids could, because here's the one thing I learned in all of my years of being in mastermind groups and coaching groups is that it doesn't hit the same when I'm having an experience by myself. I don't know if anyone can agree with that. You know, if you have this like profound moment or experience, but you're by yourself and you don't have your children or your spouse by your side, it just isn't the same.
Yeah.
And so that's why we encourage come to lunch, because there's great conversation. Like my son was sitting at a table with a whole bunch of business owners. And it was funny because I was sitting at a different table with a whole bunch of business owners. And I look at the table and I said, I can't even imagine what he's talking about right now. Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to know.
All I know is that they were having a blast because they were all engaged in talking.
But yeah. I'm like, because he's your son, you know, and sometimes you're like, can he hold his own in that conversation? And I was just like, I can't imagine what he's talking about right now.
But there's another level that comes out because of that.
Yeah. And so it was funny. I was just looking at them over there and I was like, well, they're not cringing yet. I don't know what's going on, but I'm like, I'm just going to assume it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it doesn't hit the same when you have that really sharp separation from one to the other.
Yeah.
Because like I said, business doesn't live over here and your life doesn't live over here. They're integrated.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as we grow and our events grow, we'll have to figure out how that works. We're actually going to hire someone to sit the kids at the June event.
Yeah.
So that we have a sitter ready in case they need something or they want food or snacks or, you know, because Yaya's going to be there. And so we have a sitter in a space. I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a sitter. We have arranged a sitter to babysit, and they'll be in the same building. They'll just be downstairs at the June event. And then we'll figure out how that scales as we grow those live events. But I think it's fun, and it's definitely something different than we don't see typically in any business event. And there could be a reason why, but I want to do it different. That's all I know.
Yeah. I'm over here jotting notes down, pulled up my Leia board.
Yeah. So back to our spouses, you know, if you're struggling in business with your spouse or your spouse doesn't understand, I've been there. I totally get it. Believe it or not, Chris was not involved.
I wasn't.
At the time. Nope. And it wasn't good. He's gotten fired from the cleaning company like 6 times. And, you know, there's someone at the event and I was like, we need to fire your husband. he doesn't need to work there.
Yeah.
Now he can support you. But Chris was the same way in the cleaning company. I needed to fire him from it. It wasn't his passion. It just didn't suit him.
Yeah.
And now he works in the software companies, which is different. And he loves it over there. And it's just like, just because maybe they're not a right fit for the business doesn't mean they can't support you in the business.
And I was going to say, it doesn't even mean that they have to physically work in the business. It could be something outside of it in the way that they contribute, the way that they support, the way that they hold up the household even.
Yeah. I love that. Like holding up the household. So we have different deals. So like my 2025 goal was not to cook.
Yeah.
And I accomplished it pretty well. I mean, Chris took over the cooking, right? Because he didn't cook prior to that. And so 2026, he's still cooking, but that's how he supports me kind of in the business. I don't know how I support you.
But you support me in a lot of ways. You give me that difficult discussions.
Oh, those difficult discussions?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's how can we support each other, even if it's not directly involved in the business. It supports the person.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways. You know, if they have a career, how can you help support that career or your business help support that career?
Yeah.
Right. And so I think these are really great topics on, you know, the integrated life. And I think a lot of, this is just personal perspective. I think a lot of like coaches and mentors or programs, they focus on the business. They do. And I think the business is important. But one of the greatest things I ever learned from a mentor or a coach was you focus on yourself first and you focus on your marriage second. And then you focus on your kids third.
Yeah.
And then you focus on your business last. Because without a healthy mindset, healthy body, you can't have a healthy marriage. And without a healthy marriage, it's hard to be a great parent.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know this firsthand. I mean, I was not the greatest parent at one time in my life because I was in not a great relationship. And then because of that, I wasn't great to myself.
Yeah.
And then you take care of yourself, you take care of your marriage, you take care of your family. And then, man, business becomes so much easier. But it's so funny because we see people push all this business stuff first.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I had the benefit of learning that's actually the wrong order.
Yeah.
And so we got to work on ourselves first.
And that goes back to the question of what do you really want?
Yeah.
Regardless if there was a business there or not, is what do you really want?
Yeah. Or even if you, like, let's just say your husband's not involved in the business. And I always think, and I want to encourage everyone to do quarterly planning meetings with your spouses or partners. Quarterly planning meetings with your spouses and partners.
We call them couples quarterlies.
Couples quarterlies. The business does not come in. There's no business. It's more about what do you want this quarter? What do the kids need this quarter? What do I want? Do I want to go back to salsa dancing? Do you want to go back to climbing?
Rock climbing.
Do we want to take a cruise? Like, do we want to take a vacation? Oh my gosh, it's like right now it's Austin's senior year. So this quarter is a very busy quarter for us. So the business isn't going to get a lot because Austin is our priority.
Yeah.
And we agreed on that. Like, someone has to stay home. Someone needs to be here. Like, we only have 3 more weeks until it graduates. I'm like, just 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
3 more weeks. That's our priority right now. But we discussed that. We discussed that at the beginning of the year. We knew that coming in. And so, like, when I went to travel to Oklahoma, I had to go by myself for a little bit. When I went to Pennsylvania for the keynote, I had to go by myself because we needed someone at home because the kids were the priority.
And what's really, really helped, especially for me, is understanding the idea to take care of the little things separately so you can spend time on the big things together. And I think we get that wrong as well a lot, is that we end up spending time on the little things together without much orchestration. Yeah. And
so if we're spending on the little things together, we're wasting time. Like, we're not making much traction.
And then we end up doing the big things separately, which is totally the opposite.
And it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've learned to, like, he does some little things. We do them independently.
Yeah.
And then they result to the big things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so couples quarterlies for me are huge because they help get that alignment and clarity in your life. So I know, Libby knows, what am I going to do this quarter? Like, can I sign up for salsa classes or does it not fit in right now? Oh, Chris said he wanted to go rock climbing. Mm-hmm. How can I support him in that? They're nothing to do with business. It's just that we need to know with clarity and complete alignment, how much time can I devote to the business?
Yeah.
And time isn't your issue. Time is nobody's problem. Whether you like this guy or not, I always use Elon Musk as an example. Like, we have the same 24 hours in a day that he does, but that guy can outproduce, I mean, just like the crazy amount of things that he can do in the same amount of hours we all have. Time is not your issue. Clarity and alignment are your issue. Because without that, we're just kind of, how many of us have had the days where you, like, worked all day and then you stopped and you're like, what the hell did I just do? Like, I feel like I didn't accomplish anything. I was just, like, going in circles. It's like driving without a GPS on and you're just driving in circles. And so the couples quarterly gives us some alignment and clarity from a personal and family perspective.
Yeah.
And so we're not, because I used to neglect, I'm not going to lie. I neglected myself. I neglected the kids. I neglected my marriage. And I neglected my relationship with my family, like my mom and my dad and my sister and my brother, because I was too busy being busy, like just being plain busy.
Yeah. And I would say that I, you know, whether I was busy or not, is mine was more about avoiding. I avoided my family. I avoided the marriage. I avoided other things because I didn't really get down to what we talked through on the couples quarterlies was, you know, what do I really want? And what does it take to actually get that?
And that's a hard question to answer. Like, I just want everyone to stop and think about, what do you really want right now? Not a business goal, not a vanity metric. Like, goals are temporary wins, right? Not a goal. Just what do you want? And that's a hard question to answer if you think about it. And I will say now, he was avoiding issues and situations. I had my head down, not paying attention to the issues, which resulted in my first relationship going up in a ball of flames because I had my head down. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were other reasons, but I didn't bring my head up. I was just said, you know what? I'm just going to outwork the problem. Well, you can't outwork a problem.
Yeah.
You can outsell a problem, right? If you're talking from a business aspect, but you can't outwork problems. And so my solution is always like, let me just work more, work more, work more. So I don't have to deal with it, or I can't bring my head above water long enough. And I was doing that same thing here with Chris, and he was avoiding the issues.
Yeah.
So that was like, there were dark times in our marriage. And I will say until we started to do the work, we started to focus on us each individually first, then our marriage, then our kids, then our business, it changed everything.
Yeah.
You know, I remember like one of the last days where I got tired of just being tired. I got tired of being overweight. I got tired of hating the way I looked. I got tired of hating the way I feel. And I decided to make a change. And I love this question because everyone's like, well, how do I get my husband to do it? Hmm. Like, that is the last thing any person needs to worry about. Who cares what the hell your spouse is doing? Who cares? Stop worrying about your spouse or your partner. Worry about yourself. When I decided to make the change, Chris was around, but like I would sit on the couch and he'd come sit next to me eating a bowl of ice cream. And I would get up and walk away. I'm like, this butthead.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would get up and walk away, but you have to make the decision for yourself. You cannot make anyone change. You cannot make anyone do it with you. You have to do it for yourself. And that's how it lasts for such a long time.
Yeah.
You're going to say something.
No, I was following up to what you said. It's beautifully the way you said it is, you know, it's again, protecting your kingdom. It's you at the center. And as that king or queen, you lead the way that you should lead and follow by example. People will follow by example. Mm-hmm. That is how you get exposure. That is how you get awareness before you can start to go down and create alignment. So by you taking care of you in the best way possible, it's going to start seeding in that awareness.
Yeah, because I mean, we get it all the time. How did I get Chris to eat the way I did? How do you get, let's just say, organizing? How do I get my husband to get rid of stuff if he's a hoarder? It's all the same, guys. You can't make anyone do anything they don't want to do. What you need is alignment in what the ultimate goal is.
Yeah.
That's all you need. You have to become aligned, get on the same page about what are we trying to achieve? So like for me and Chris, I want to be like the sexiest couple you've ever seen, like ever. Like I want people to be like, oh my God, I want to be like them. Like,
yeah.
And we have a long ways to go, but we're going. Mm-hmm. That's for me, like kind of what we're trying to achieve for health. But I did it. I started it by myself. I did it for 3 years before he even joined me. I did.
Yeah.
And then he joined me on like year three. Because I had started to go carnivore and he was like, man, she's onto something.
Uh-huh.
Because of the way I felt and how I looked and the output I was delivering. Mm-hmm. He was like, she might be onto something. And the same thing with like, you know, anything in life to get another person on board, we have to do it for ourselves and we have to lead by example.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it makes it hard. If you don't have the other person on board, it makes it hard, but you have to ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to ignore them. Maybe your side of the closet is perfect and simple, and maybe their side is still a hot mess. Maybe there's still ice cream in the freezer.
Yeah.
But you just can't eat it. And that's fine. It creates willpower, right? And it creates clarity for yourself. And like, this is what I'm going to do.
And I want to share this again one more time with that is, you know, in taking care of you and doing you, just understand that there's two different parts of this that you need to make sure we be careful about. And that is escaping or hiding what you're doing to grow yourself or improve yourself. If you're stepping into another room separate from your spouse or separate from whatever to work on yourself and not including them in it, if you don't have that awareness in what you're doing and why you're doing it, for yourself, then you're doing a disservice because what you end up doing is escaping and retreating, and all they see is the retreat. They don't see the effort or the outcome.
Well, they'll see the outcome.
Well, they're going to see the outcome, but again, it's going to feel isolated. It's going to feel like it's disconnected from the reality. Mm-hmm. And so I caution people to just make sure that everything is designed with that transparency, that awareness.
Yeah, and that goes back into having that couples quarterly so you can discuss like, hey, Chris, I'm going to go sugar and carb free.
Yeah.
He didn't understand really what that meant at first.
Kind of got it. And that was the thing is like, I understood a little bit.
Yeah. But not when you sat down next to me with that bowl of ice cream.
No, I understood it after you stepped up and walked away.
I was thinking in my mind, this asshole. I was like, and then they just had eaten pizza. And so I had to smell the pizza. And then he sat next to me with a bowl of ice cream. And I was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
But it only took a couple times to really, for them to really like, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not going to eat this bowl of ice cream sitting next to mom. I'll just eat it in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was no alignment yet in that. So we had just aligned on it, but I didn't really explain to him because I just started doing it. But yeah. Sometimes when we just start doing things, people don't understand why or what it's really about. And so that was more on me for not explaining, hey, this is what I'm doing and this is why I'm doing it. Because we hadn't started doing couples quarterlies at that time. Because
right.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you realize that? That was five Crazy. Years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies. And so just getting back to alignment. And getting clarity, right? Clarity comes, where do you think clarity comes from?
Knowing.
So how do you know?
Becoming aware.
How do I become aware?
Being exposed to it.
Being exposed to it. What's it?
It. Anything that you explain, anything that you know, like if it's the way that you're eating, the reason why you're eating.
So clarity becomes, it's the why.
It's the why.
It's the why. And so I think this is really hard for us in business because let's take it, before we wrap up, this goes into all of it. The why helps our kids understand why we're working. It helps our marriage with, you know, why am I working all the time? The why goes back to once you can establish your why, and please, for the love of God, don't make your why be, I want to be a $2 million business. Because then I'm going to ask you why.
But why?
Why? Why? That's just a vanity metric. Why? And, you know, there was a great example the other day is like a $2 million business or $750,000 business. One, you could be a $2 million business and be unprofitable. You'd be broke. You could have chaos. But oh, I made it to a $2 million.
But why do you want to be a $2 million company?
Or you could be a $750,000 business running a lean machine.
And you're out there. And I see this with some owners is let's just call it a $500,000 company, you know, but they're out there literally living in a camper or hanging out and they're traveling. They're literally globetrotting with this smaller company compared to others. But they are having a blast. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because they locked into their why.
Yep. And so it all leads back to your why. But I will admit, for a business owner, it's hard. It's hard to lock in the real why and not a superficial or vanity why. Or not the why we think about without like digging deep and removing those layers and going like deep, deep, deep down to like, why do I actually want to do this? Why do I have a cleaning company? It's not because you like to clean. Why do I want to be 2 million? And it's okay to be 2, 3, 4, 5 million. But the why behind it is what drives the entire thing. But it's also what you need to be able to explain it to your family, to your kids, and to your husband so that they understand the why. Because they're just going to see, oh, mom wants a $2 million business. When one of my kids think like money is the root of all evil,
yeah.
And he doesn't understand, well, why do you want a $2 million business? Then you're just going to turn into a ruthless person. And that's not necessarily true. And my goal isn't to be a $2 million business. Mine is it's much larger than that. But why? And I think the why is important because it supports the revenue. It supports the work. It supports the late nights.
Yeah.
It supports when you cry, when you have a nervous breakdown, when you make an expensive, I call it an expensive experience, an expensive mistake.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, crap, I'm not going to do that again. And so the why supports all of those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to take it back because as we're talking about this and talking about the personal why and extending it out to your partner, if you have a spouse or a partner, whatever it is, and the same thing applies. This is more on the kids side because we started with kids, went to spouses, and then we went to ourselves, and now I'm going to circle back to kids and then connect it all together. We talked about kids and what it takes to raise an entrepreneur. And I had 8 points in here that I really felt strongly about that I wanted to share. I want to read them to you, but at the same time, I want you to listen to what's being said and transfer that to your spouse, transfer it to your partner, transfer it to yourself. And the same rules are going to apply because I said it doesn't matter the age. But I made these notes in here on how do you raise an entrepreneur. Number one, treat them like a human. This I want to just explain to you is treat them like a human. It's all about transparency. Number two, let them struggle. Number three, let them be curious. Let them earn their keep. Don't limit their want. Don't tell them to wait. Be realistic and give them an outlet to create. Whatever that outlet might be, whether it's related or not. But it doesn't matter the age. You could be 4, you could be 18, you could be 48. Doesn't matter. But I think the thing here is that we haven't given them the opportunity. Again, I'm talking about kids, I'm talking about spouses, I'm talking about partners, but we haven't given them the opportunity to prove themselves in that, in how they can support you in your business or in your personal life. It doesn't matter. But I think the first thing is just that exposure and giving them that opportunity.
Yeah. Love that. So if you're interested in any of our events, we have one in June in Pennsylvania. We're going to have another one in August. I haven't released any information on that yet. It's in the works. And then we have another one in October. And every event is in a different region in the United States. And every event is on a different topic. And every event will have different speakers.
And every event we're going to make sure to include if you have spouses, if you have kids.
And we'll always have a way to include spouses and children. Why? Because that's important to me. Because that's part of who I am right now, right? I have an 8-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 28-year-old, and then my spouse. I work with my spouse. So those two things are as just important to me as my business. So we'll always have a way to incorporate those. And then we have our couples retreat. That's in December in Fort Myers, here in Fort Myers. If you want to come and work with your spouse, and we'll guide you through the exercises of how we do things. But for our events, they're all around a different topic, but they're all very AI-centric events.
Yes.
You'll learn the what it is and why it's important, but the how, the teaching, the coaching is not done by a person. It's done by AI, and it's done in real time, and it will be made right in front of your eyes. You'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And so we run a little bit different event because all of ours are around systems and technology. And how can you, we build in real time, live time.
Like, yeah.
You're going to leave home with stuff built.
Yeah. These are our execution labs.
Yes.
And they're there for builders.
Yes. They're there for builders. So it's different. There's nothing like it out there, especially when you include spouses and kids. And then the experience sessions that we're doing.
Yeah.
And which are fun, but also always bringing it back to entrepreneurship and how we can use this in our business. But man, we're having a great time. Mm-hmm. We're just running. We're running fast. We're operating from our values, which is, you know, our family and our marriage and our kids, and operating from our inner scorecard, right? Do you have that inner scorecard for yourself? That's part of a thing you work through with your couple, in your couples quarterly. We're operating from our inner scorecard so that we know that we stay true to our values no matter what anybody says. And we're just having a great time.
Yeah. And there's one thing I just want to share and take away. This is something that I believe at the bottom of my heart, and it's building your life by design, not by default.
Yep. What's that mean?
It's building the life that you want. It's making everything be so intentional.
Mm-hmm.
It's that pure clarity of everything is exactly how I want it to be, or at least exactly what I want in it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's again, going back to clarity, right? And creating that alignment. But creating a life that's intentional by design takes strategy.
Yeah.
You have to strategize it. You have to actually plan it out and have that meeting with your husband or your wife or your partner, right? And plan it. And if you don't have a husband or wife or partner, no problem. You have to have that meeting with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I have those meetings with myself before I have that meeting with Chris. You're doing it in the same order. You're just skipping your meeting with yourself, skip the spouse, and then meeting with your family, because you probably have children mm-hmm. that might be involved, or a mom and dad or uncles and aunts, someone that is involved. And so the steps, the sequence stays the same. It's just, if you don't have any, or let's just say you have a husband, but not kids, then you just skip that step and you go to the next one.
Yeah.
And so it's not that you have to have all of those things. It's just that put it in the order that's the most important and you skip the one that you don't have.
Yeah.
I always tell Chris this all the time, man, if I didn't have kids, I could just run so much faster. Gosh darn kids. No, I'm joking. I love my kids, but I'm a little jealous of the people who don't have kids. Cause I'm like, man, just think of all the free time and all the money I would have. We're getting ready to send a kid to college. So that's, I was like, oh,
but it's still fun to see. It's
yeah. Crazy. No, I'm just joking, but I'm not. So this is a great topic. If you have questions on how do I get started? What do we talk about in our quarterly meetings? Just drop them in the chat. We're always happy to answer them. How do I get my kids involved? And being involved doesn't mean they actually work in the business again.
Mm-hmm.
They're involved in supporting you or the business in the way that fits them the best. Here's here's the thing. Don't make them fit into your business if they don't fit. Don't create a role for them. They're supporting you or your business in the way that fits them the best, not your business.
Yes.
I see so many times someone puts their spouse in the business because
plops them in the seat,
but they're horrible at that role. But why are they there? Oh, because like it's my wife. I'm like, no, my mom works for me. And if she sucked, I'd fire her. But I'm not going to just keep her there because she's my mom. They have to fit in my life or in the business where they fit best, not just because they're related to you or part of your family or your husband or your child.
Yeah.
Right?
And every one of our kids, we go through the practice of the future frame. Mm-hmm. I think it's chapter 10 in the book. It's nailing down what their focus is right now, what their friction is on what they should stay away from, their fire, what really drives them or energizes them, and then building that frame for the future on, you know, how should I approach this? How do I need to involve them or push for that?
Yeah. And that's kind of how you create that integrated life. The integrated life is all about, we'll go back to alignment. Everyone needs to be aligned on what they're doing, why they're doing it, and where they fit best, not where you want to inject them. Yeah. Awesome, guys. This was a great date morning. It's been a long time since we've done one.
Mm-hmm.
A long time. I keep saying we're going to get consistent, but our life has been like crazy.
So you're going to get it when you get it.
Yeah, same thing. you know, we'll always keep you guys updated. Also, all of these are on our podcast, which you can find the Libby DeLucian podcast on any of the streaming networks or just Google Libby DeLucian, and you'll find me because I am the only Libby DeLucian in the world. I'll see you guys on the next episode of One Layer Deep Date Morning Edition.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.